Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Where getting drunk is not the most fun thing, so we don't drink alcohol.
Fair enough.
That's the best I could come up with on the fly.
This, folks, is the extent of our ability to improvise.
No? Oh, whoops. Okay, but they can't hear that because I'm going to edit it out. Ta-da! The music is gone.
Yay!
I forgot to turn off some of the... Our beginning music and our end music is attached in the same recording file. To make it easier. And so this is our way of... make it easier. So I started playing because...
And I was concerned. I was like, are we having problems here?
Share what I wrote down.
I didn't want to just immediately call it out in case there was a simple way to fix it.
Also,
uh-huh.
My ability to improvise is really good. Thank you very much.
Okay. One of ours is, I guess.
I'm just saying that was not a good representation of my improvisation because
I see.
They've heard an entire 8 minutes of me
That's
improvising.
True. Well, only if they listen to the end of, what was that, podcast?
Eight.
It was eight?
Yeah, it was podcast eight.
I was actually going to say the right number. That's like some sort of miracle.
Good job. This is podcast 10.
It's a decade.
Oh, I have something not really. To talk about. Here, I'm going to turn your volume up. Does that help?
Oh, that's, whoa.
Wow.
That's not what I expected.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's not what I was hearing.
What? Yeah, I noticed. I was like, wow, that's really quiet for him. Do you like it louder or softer?
I like it a little softer.
Like, oh.
I don't like it really loud. Yeah, that's a good volume.
Awesome. I like it louder.
See, when I have headphones on, I don't like things loud.
And I'm like, blast it. It's probably part of my genes because
yes.
My dad has a wall subwoofer. So there's like 4 21-inch subwoofers above horn subwoofers. So like imagine like a speaker faced down into a horn that amplifies the sound. That's what he has. And you yep. can, and then it comes out the bottom. And then in front of the subwoofers is a bookshelf and everything. And so we often talk like, we often say like people love bass, but they don't know how to get good bass.
Right. They get shaky, ugly, hurtful bass.
Yeah. And so you don't like that kind of like it's like everybody wants to have cool bass or whatever, but it's not all bass is created equal, but you
right.
have to do a lot of work to get high quality bass.
Yeah.
And everything. Are you pointing at me?
No.
Something?
Okay. No.
Okay. It just looked like you were pointing with your pinky at me.
My finger itches.
Oh,
I've been
that's
trying
fine.
To figure out how to scratch it surreptitiously.
You just bite it, you can go, ah.
Yeah, but then I have to change.
Oh, okay. I understand. What is it about, like, itching hands that you can't, like, the only good way to itch your hands is
with
your
teeth? Apparently hands are loath to itch themselves.
Yeah, I guess, man. I've also thought the same thing about my feet. I would never itch... I've never itched my feet with my teeth. But like I can't itch my feet.
I don't know if I could itch my feet with my teeth if I wanted to.
I don't know that I could either at this point in my life. But I'm just saying like I need like special like plastic that's like shaped like a tooth so that I can like scratch my foot or something.
We need 3D printed teeth for our hands.
Yeah, because whatever it is. Because it's like it's basically the same type of skin, right? And everything, like, it's basically, I don't know, because, like, I just think about that every single time. Oh, man, I'm so sorry that it itches.
Yeah, I don't know why it itches so bad.
Go like this and, like, ah.
I just did.
No, because you're going, like, yeah, like that. And everything.
Oh, it's that different.
It just is, okay? Just trust me. Anyway, yeah. So, if you want high-quality bass.
After that weird tangent.
Yeah, after the weird tangent. To clarify, I would never stick my feet in my mouth. I did that as a baby.
It's
not a favorite pastime. So, like, I don't do that anymore. I was 18 months at the time, guys.
I only do it metaphorically.
Yeah.
Well, I do it a lot metaphorically.
That's funny. Actually, I don't know that 18 months was the last time I did stuck my foot in my mouth, because number one, he still wants to stick his feet in his mouth. I don't know what it is about kids or whatever. So
kids,
I'm like,
and
I'm
feet, man.
I think I vaguely remember as like a young child doing that or whatever, but it's like, that was forever ago. I didn't have my wits about me still. I cannot be held accountable for that.
I didn't understand the grossness of my actions.
I didn't understand. Anyway, so yeah. Will you hand me my glasses? What's wrong with your glasses? If you want to sound more British, don't say glasses. You say glasses.
It's a long A.
Long A, and you go, ah. Oh.
Ah, that's what I've
the
been
grass.
Missing.
I want to take a bath. I want to go for a stroll at the park.
Need a bath after our play in the grass.
Exactly. I don't know if it would be exactly or exactly. Right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, it's interesting with certain words because I don't know particularly how to say them
correctly.
And everything.
Yeah.
But there was like a YouTube video that I watched that was like 14 minutes long, how to sound more British when you speak. And I can tell you that now I listen to people having like doing fake British accents and I'm like, I can never.
You're doing it wrong.
I'm like, well, not even that, but just like, man, I can never unhear this.
Right.
This is terrible. Anyway. Yeah. I had something to say, but I can't remember anymore. Yeah. How's your week been?
It's been. Pretty much sums it up, I think.
Yeah, man. The beginning of this week has been, oh man, we're halfway through this week.
We sure are.
Oh my gosh. How many weeks are we into school? Is this week three?
This is week three.
Every time I said this on Sunday during a church discussion, but there's a video, I was mentioning it rather, that I've seen this video by Christina Kuzmich. She's awesome. She's all about positive parenting and like positively influencing parents to understand that parenthood is hard. It sucks. You don't have to enjoy every minute of it because everybody's like, enjoy every minute of it.
It's a good thing because this has been one of those weeks for me.
Yes, it has. And she'll say, she has a video actually on that specifically. She's just like, okay, enjoy every minute of it. That's cute. And then she goes through like all the scenarios that of course you do not enjoy. You don't enjoy cleaning up the spit up. You don't enjoy waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't enjoy wiping the poop off the walls when your child has gotten into their diaper kind of a thing. Like those things. You don't enjoy those things. You don't.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, you don't enjoy fighting with your teenagers, right? These are not enjoyable moments. However, you enjoy the good parts and recognize that the bad parts come with the good, right? But you don't have to enjoy the bad to recognize that. Anyway, she has a video also that is called You Can Do This, I think. And in the video, like there's some acting, of course, or whatever. So, cause it's like her representing like the different stages of motherhood. So like first you give birth to your child and she's like pushing, right?
Right.
And the nurse is like, you can do this. You can do this. And she's like, no, I can't. And everything. And she's like, you're already doing this.
Right.
You can do it. Okay. And so then she has like all these other like different like bad parts of her life, right? And she's just like, at the very end, she has like a teenager slam the door in her face kind of a thing. And then she just goes and sits down and she's just like, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this. And then she says to herself, I'm already doing this, right? And so I just feel like we are, I promise this is relevant. I feel like I have to say that. People are like, what is your point? And I'm like, I'm getting there. Is that like, we're into this semester and we didn't want it to start. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. I just don't want to do another semester like this close to Christmas. Like it's right after New Year's.
Yeah.
And then before I even know it, we're in week three of the semester, yeah, or like a fifth of the way through. And that's pretty, I guess not quite a fifth of the way through.
Close.
Right? But like at the end of this week, we will be a fifth of the way through. And that's encouraging to me because I'm like, it goes fast.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Sometimes too fast as a student.
That's right. Yes. Anyway, so yeah. So that's a thought that I had this week. How?
I had a thought while you were talking. What was it about? Oh, you were talking about the story, like feeling the need to say, I have a point, I promise. Mm-hmm. And I heard an interesting take on how you should like address that, basically. And it's like, say the point and then use the story to illustrate the point, right? So that it's clear, which I don't know that what you did wasn't that, but it just made me think of it, right? Like if you're...
Right.
Specifically, like if you're in a presentation or a speech or something, you make the point, this was at state conference.
I was going to say, I was like, I was there too.
Yeah, this was
state conference. I don't think I was the one telling it to you, but I was like there with you. And I am wondering how I would do that more, because I say that a lot. I'm like, I promise this is relevant.
Right.
Right. Well, actually, I have started doing that more, because like I was talking to somebody mm-hmm. today and I was like, yeah, I was like, it's interesting because she had told me something about herself. And I was like, you know, what's interesting is that like, I'm not that way. But I do have this like really interesting relationship with the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Ghost is like, if I want to do something or whatever, like say I'm in an argument, you know, the Holy Ghost is like constrains me to not say things that I will regret and everything. And like, I still say things that I'll regret, but oftentimes I do not say them as much as I want to say them.
Right.
And it's like the Holy Ghost is very... I don't know if it's because I've gotten good at listening to the Holy Ghost, or it's just a specific thing about my relationship with the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh. That it's like, I just know that like, I shouldn't say them. And there have been times where I've gone against what the Holy Ghost has like saying, going against the feeling of like, don't say this.
Right.
You'll regret it.
Yeah.
And every time I say it, I'm like, it hasn't ever helped me feel like vindicated or like better about myself.
Right.
I'm like, I don't feel better. It doesn't make me feel more powerful. I just feel stupid.
Right.
And everything. Because usually, like, if we're in an argument, I am not the most eloquent one, I guess you could say. and so it just makes me feel even more dumb.
Right.
Than I already feel. Right.
Right.
Because it's like, when I think about you and I, not that you've made me feel this way, because I want to be clear, like, you don't make me feel this way. I just often feel way more dumb than really any of my counterparts.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Which isn't true either.
No, and it's not necessarily true, but it's like when I think about like people who are like literate and well-spoken and everything, I don't think of myself as one of those people.
Right.
And so when I argue, especially when I argue,
uh-huh.
right? Because I do not argue well. It's not something that I enjoy doing. I don't like it and everything. It's just not something I enjoy doing.
Right.
And so like I may disagree with somebody, but I just don't enjoy arguing. It mm-hmm. just makes me feel yucky. And I've been around people who do like to argue.
Yeah, they're definitely out there. I'm not one of them either.
No. And so... So I do often disagree with people, but it's not because I'm trying to be. It's not because I like to argue. I'm just like, I'll be like, I'm like, okay. Yeah. And it's, yeah. Anyway, so, but it's like listening to the Holy Ghost and being like, yeah, well, you can't say that, Cher. Just so you know, you need to not say that. And it just doesn't help me to be better if I go against that. And so anyway, so it was just like interesting to like see that. But I was telling her the story and was trying to use that point.
Right.
Like, right. I was like, oh, here's the point. Now here's the story.
Yeah.
To go along with that.
right,
and everything. Or there are times where you'll ask me, what should we do? Like going from your parents, and the Holy Ghost is like, very clearly, you need to go home.
Right.
Right. And when we've ignored that, we've had a much harder time.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. And there was a moment on Monday, actually, like we were at your parents' house and you're like, oh, well, should we go or should we stay and have food? And I was like, you make the choice. And I was expecting you to stay, but say like, let's stay. But I kind of knew that that wasn't the decision that should be made.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, well, let's just go home and everything and get pizza on the way home, because it was supposed to be pizza night.
Right.
And that was the case. Anyway, that was another little interesting tidbit from my day.
Right.
And everything, but also illustrated the point of like, I tried to illustrate the point with a story, and then I just go on tangents. I just go on so many tangents. Anyway.
Yeah. I had a classmate tell me they thought I was in my 30s.
And you told me that, and then I was like, you're fat.
Has nothing to do with it.
I know, but I just think it's funny to say.
You know
what
we didn't do at the beginning?
What? Oh, my movie quote.
Yes.
Which I was thinking of one, but then I forgot to make sure that I had one.
Dun, dun, dun. No, so then after he found out how old I actually was, he was like, you just talk old, man.
That is so true, though. You are so old.
What can I say? I was born older.
Well, I was born older than you. Okay, right, I think I have one.
I was born oldest.
Yeah.
By birth order.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't. I have two older brothers. But I always like to think that I'm an old soul. Everybody always told me that. You're an old soul.
I actually haven't had people tell me I'm an old soul. So
everybody, as growing up, they're like, you're a very sober child. You're a very mature child.
My brother got told he was an old soul. They said he was a 40-year-old trapped in a 14-year-old's body.
I can kind of see that, which is like, I think that's true. I think a lot of his tastes are in things that are kind of older fashioned, maybe. Mm-hmm. People would consider older fashioned.
Right.
But I don't think, I don't personally think that he's an old soul, because he's such a kid.
Yeah.
Man, like,
he's an interesting combination.
I guess you could say he's like an 80-year-old who like jokes around with people like, hey, you're so funny.
He's the fun grandpa.
Yes. Yeah. He's like fun. So I can see him as that, but I wouldn't say that like he's like this old. And he also is very contemplative. Mm-hmm. And everything, so I can see that and everything. Sorry, I'm just like having to like evaluate. I'm like, is this true or not?
It was a passing comment. It doesn't need to.
I'm sorry.
You had a quote?
I did have a quote.
Well, you're not looking at it for whatever reason. I thought it was
on
your phone.
No, I was going to. I was going to look something up, and then I had an idea.
And then I distracted you. I was just trying to fill time.
The thing is that you are going to know what it's from, so I don't know. I don't know. I feel like the point is to make it hard.
I think that is the point. But if you haven't prepared, then that's going to be really hard.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the quote. The quote is, I still am not sure if I want to do this one, but I have to do it now.
You don't have to.
Everyone
will just always wonder what it was.
Two cents of shoelaces. She was here first. Shoelaces?
Oh, yeah. Yes, no, Turkey. I know that one. And I know why it came to mind, too, because yeah, we quoted it obliquely earlier.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life. It is such a wonderful life. Yes, we love to quote that part of the movie. We always, because he says, she's just like, I don't like coconuts. And he's just like, say brainless, don't you know where coconuts come from?
It's like how to win friends and influence people.
Yeah, that's right.
By George Bailey.
That's right.
I mean, I guess it worked for him because he got the girl in the end, but not generally a recommended strategy.
No, it is not.
It's more of a strategy.
Strategy. What's the strategy?
Cry. And then walk away. One of my engineering teachers, every time we'll do an example problem, she's like, what do we do first? Cry.
Really? That's hilarious.
She's awesome. This is the one I had for thermodynamics last semester.
That's funny.
She's great. And the answer to almost every question is, it depends, because it's engineering.
So what's the answer?
It depends.
It depends.
Not that that's like in the end the valid answer, but it's always like the first answer.
I would love
it's
for
great.
You to like set up your phone discreetly and film her doing that thing. Be like, what do we do first? Cry. Right. And just like.
Usually like several students, because we all know what she's like. Because especially this semester, a bunch of us have had her before.
That's so funny.
In various classes, because this is like. This is very much a senior level course.
Right.
And so there's people that have had her for statics or thermo or whatever, right, across multiple semesters. And so we've all kind of aggregated, some accidentally, some deliberately, into this particular class with her.
Right.
But it means that a lot of us know what she's like. So like a bunch of the class will yell like, cry or walk away. Like it's the first response is always, don't try, it's too hard.
That's funny. You should film that though, and just be like, just film it just for sake of filming. Be like, can I film this in your class or whatever? Because you have to get permission, right? Like you wouldn't want to film somebody like without their permission.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like, I understand for like legal cases, like there are times where people want to just film things, but like it's courteous.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Anyway, yeah. No, that'd be funny. Anyway.
It's great.
I feel like I have had a really great week.
Yeah. That good, huh?
Yeah. You want to know why, Nathaniel?
Why?
Just guess.
Because you have a friend.
I have a friend. I found this friend who, like, I have so much in common with. And, like, literally, like, she'll say something and I'll be like, oh, me too. And then she'll say something and then I'll say something and she'll be like, oh,
twinners.
Me too. And we're, like, just the bestest of friends.
Everything. And then we started a group chat with her and her husband tonight.
Oh my gosh.
Me and her husband both responded to the creation of the group chat in almost exactly the same way.
Yeah, like they both sent back just because what I said, I'll read it. I'll be like, I said, hey there, this is the couple string for the names of our people. Her and I were talking about doing FHE and couples night, blah, blah, blah. And this is for ease of communication and also to send occasional memes. And so then he responded, both of them. Well, he responded first.
He beat me to it because I took too long deliberating over what gift to send.
And he sent like the Napoleon Dynamite, like, yes thing. And then Nathaniel sent like a guy like plodding hands, like rubbing his hands together kind of thing. Like,
I actually
excellent.
Think that's Brett Favre.
I don't even know who that is.
He was a Packers quarterback
before the
current Packers quarterback.
What did I say he was?
You just said a guy. I'm just saying who I think he is.
Okay.
That's all.
I thought you were saying like to correct me. I was like, wait,
no.
did I say anything about him?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
You said nothing wrong.
Okay.
I simply felt the need to
state
who I think he is.
Anyway. So yeah.
I was over explaining.
So I have like this best friend that I have so much and it's just awesome. And everything. And it's not that I don't have other best friends or whatever, right? It's just like, it's always nice to have like a good best friend.
For sure, Z's.
And everything. Anyways, we both love Dr. Pepper. So hashtag besties.
I reconnected with one of my friends from school. You remember when I got a text out of the blue just around Christmas? From the guy from my physics class?
Oh, yes, I do know this guy. He just showed me the text or whatever. We had him in his phone number. I didn't realize. When did you guys like start
like
texting?
All day?
All day today?
Yeah, let me look when he texted back. So when he first texted, I said that I'd like thought about him a couple of times last year, which was true.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't text back. Let's see, that was...
Did he get a new number?
December 22nd. Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay.
So I was like, I swear I had him as saved as a contact, and I did.
And I feel like he didn't have an iPhone last time. I feel like it was green.
No, he had an iPhone. The other member of the group didn't. Yeah. Anyway, so he finally, so he texted December 22nd, and I didn't recognize the number, so I was like, who is this? And then he reminded me who it was by giving anecdotes from something we had done together, which was fun. And then I was like, dude, I thought about you a couple of times this past year and asked how they were going, how they were doing. And then he just responded today. And so we've been texting since.
Catching up. We should have them over for dinner.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. He texted me at 12:30, and the last text I sent him was at about 7 o'clock. So it's been off and on. It's not like super steady, but.
Right, but you've been texting, and that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay, France.
Yeah. So I was definitely thinking, man, we need to have them over.
Yeah. Also, to clarify, this is somebody that I knew, but sometimes you just don't know how much you have in common until, like, you, like, do, like, this one thing together, and then you're like, oh, my gosh. Like,
she's talking about her best friend, not my texting friend.
Yes. Well, yeah, you already know, you've already hung out with that guy a lot and everything, but we hadn't hung out a lot, and we had invited them to our Halloween party, but when I'm doing a Halloween party, don't stab me with the wire.
You can't stop me.
It's like a twisty tie thing. That was faulty. Question? Straight fucking question mark.
It's as confused as I am.
That's right. So
this is how easily distracted I am.
Yes. Well, so we had the Halloween party, and I was not
busy running host duties.
Yeah, which is normal, right? Which is why I like to have parties that are like couple parties, not because I don't love children.
Right.
I'm totally fine having kids over, but I'd rather do like a play date.
Right.
Or have individual families over if we're going to do kids. I love doing couple parties though, because then you get to know the couples, and then the couples want to come over and have individual stuff with you. They're not like intimidated by like, oh, hey, like, I don't know, maybe parties are a worse place to do that for, but I'm like, a Halloween party, everybody wants to wear their Halloween costume and show it off.
Right.
Like, who doesn't? I had a Halloween party costume. I had a Halloween party so I could show off my costume.
That's right.
I was like, dang it, I am Cruella. It's going to be amazing.
This is happening, folks.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so like, they've been in our ward for a little bit, and it's been fun or whatever, but we just hadn't like connected or whatever. And then I was like, oh yeah, like, we need to do more together. And then we started doing more together, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like,
this is amazing.
Where have you been all my life? And everything. And so, yeah, anyway,
I'm very happy for you, honey.
Yes. Also, it's a miracle that we are still married, because you like Pepsi. And I like Dr. Pepper. No, I'm joking. I think it's so funny.
Bigger deal that I don't like Dr. Pepper and you don't like Pepsi than it is that we like those respective things.
No, I just think it's funny and everything, because that was one of the topics of conversation, that it was like, oh my gosh, we also like this thing. But it's also not surprising, because I find a lot of moms specifically
like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, something about the Dr. Pepper is like different than like,
Coke. They put a special chemical in it that's proprietarily developed to be addictive to just mothers.
To just mothers.
Specifically. Like, other people really like Dr. Pepper, but it's a mom's weakness. Once a mom tastes Dr. Pepper, there's no going back.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, so that's not relevant. Anyway. But it's
funny.
It's something that I'm like, this is why. And like, I have found this with many friends, not just this friend and everything, but I have been inspired to do better.
Right.
Right. And I think that for women especially, I think for men too, I don't think you readily recognize it, but I think that it's something you do need. You're like, oh, I'm fine. Sometimes like, oh yeah, like, I don't need to like go out, do the thing.
I'm fine, okay?
I'm fine, okay?
Stop trying to get me to go out with people.
And I can, like, I can do it alone.
I'm a man.
Yeah, stop being so manly in this way. Be manly with other men, please.
Be manly men.
Manly men. Anyway, is that, like, she sent me a picture of all of her dishes in her sink. She's just like, here's the damage kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
She's like, time to do the dishes.
Right.
And instead of like pushing it off, I was like, ditto. And I sent her a picture of my sink. And she's just like, will they all fit in the dishwasher or will we have to hand wash some of them kind of a thing? Like, no one will know. Like,
only
one way to find out. And so then she did her dishes and I was not planning on doing the dishes.
Right.
Right. I was not like, oh yeah, I'm going to do the dishes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, I should do the dishes. And so then I did. I did the dishes and everything while I was waiting for the banana bread to bake.
Right.
Which turned out terribly.
Yeah, I bear at least a sufficient amount of responsibility for that.
I doubted my instincts and I should not have let you influence that.
Yeah,
I should have just gone with
especially not
my,
about cooking.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I give you so much credence with things that you don't even really do.
Yeah, I follow recipes.
Yeah.
I'm really good at following recipes.
I don't follow recipes. I'm like, okay, well, here we go. Anyway, so I was like, well, I have to stay up anyway. I had just taken NyQuil, so I couldn't lay down.
Or she'd be gone.
Or I'd be falling asleep or whatever.
Which she did. Which subsequently.
I did.
After dishes.
After dishes. But,
and banana bread.
But I did the dishes. And then I was like looking at them in the sink or whatever. And she sent me, she's like, done. A few of them had to be hand washed. And I was like, if she can hand wash dishes, I can hand wash dishes too. Right? And that's like a silly thing to like feel inspired by, I guess.
Right.
But it's this, it's easier to do things together than it is to do them alone. And even though we were technically doing it in our separate houses, I was like, she's doing her dishes right now and I'm doing my dishes right now. We are doing our dishes together.
Right.
And that's a weird thing that like we couldn't have known before, right? Like before technology or whatever.
Right.
But it's like women would call each other all the time over the phone and like the wire'd be coming into the kitchen and they're like, have the phone on their shoulder and everything.
Right.
And they're
just chatting up a storm. Chatting up a storm. They're both doing whatever household chores.
Right. And everything. That's why those wires were so long.
They had to be.
And so like there's nothing, I just feel like there's nothing better than having a friend that you both are inspired by, right? You both are inspired to do better things and to do good things, right?
Right.
And so like, even though I wasn't texting her at this point of the day, right? We were having the missionaries over for dinner and I was looking at the floor and I'm like, the floor is disgusting. And I'm like, I don't have time. And I was like, but what would she do? And everything. Right. And I'm like, and I don't know that for sure she would do this. Right.
Right.
But I'm like, but you know what? I want to believe that she would and everything. Mm-hmm. And I believe that she is this kind of that she would do this. Right. And so like, I'm going to do this thing and everything. I'm going to like just quick get out my steamer or whatever. Like it doesn't take that long.
Right.
Warm it up. I still have 10 minutes before the missionaries get here. And I'm going to steam mop all this goopy stuff off the floor and everything. Right. And then it'll be done.
Kiss
right?
kids.
And so, like, instead of, like, pushing things off and everything. And that has happened, like, with my sister who's on a mission too, right? Like, she left and I was looking at my bathroom and I was like, my bathroom needs cleaned. And I, like, the temptation to be like, oh, will you just, like, I'm tired kind of a thing.
Right. I'll do it later.
I'll do it later. And then I was like, but what would she do?
Right.
And so I think that sense of community helps us.
It's a big deal.
Helps us get things done. And I right. think that that's why people who have good friends do better mm-hmm. things with their lives, right?
Right.
I think as a teenager, I'm literally making this observation as I'm saying it, right?
Sweet.
Right.
This like, is a true test of her improvisation.
Is that as we, like as teenagers, they always tell you, like, choose your friends wisely because what your friends do, you will do as well.
Right.
But not only that, But like, choose friends who inspire you to do better, because if right. you can inspire each other to do better, maybe you're not the like best at all the things kind of a thing, or maybe they're not doing all the things that you're doing, right? But are you inspiring each other to be better?
Right.
That sense of community will prepare you further than many other things, right? Like the community and inspiring and everything. It's not just about like, oh, choose your friends wisely, because like right. where they go, you'll go,
yeah.
kind of a thing. I feel like I heard that so many times and I was like, yeah, duh. Like, I'm not going to hang out with people who are like
going to weird places,
doing pot. And like, I don't know. Isn't pot technically weed?
Yeah. It's yeah. another name for marijuana.
Right. So I'm like, I guess people do weed now. Like, I guess that's legal.
Yeah. Doesn't make it right, but it's legal.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, it's...
Maybe I should say it doesn't make it a good idea.
Doesn't make it a good idea. But it's like, I'm not going to go hang out with people who are, like, throwing their lives away, which is what I mean, even if that's not technically...
Right.
What do we call that? It's not a good parallel. Right?
Right.
And so it's just interesting. It's interesting to like have that where it's like, you know, it's important to choose
mm-hmm.
who you hang out with.
Right.
But that when you find somebody who you relate to really well, and you also both are happy to be there.
Right.
And everything, that it makes such a big difference.
Yeah.
That's when it like really clicks and you're like, oh, we are making each other better.
Right.
Right. We're yeah. pushing each other to be better.
Yeah.
And everything. And so anyway, so I think, and so it's not always what you're doing around them. It's like, what are they helping you do when
right.
you're not with them?
Right. What is their personality motivate you to do differently?
Right.
Because you can have a personality that motivates you to be better, but there can also be personalities that motivate you to be worse, right? Because
right.
if you really like someone and you want to be more like them, but they're doing crap things with their life, you're going to do more crap things with your life because
right.
you want to be more like them.
Right.
Versus somebody that you really like, you want to be more like, and they're doing good things with their life.
Right.
You're going to do more good things with your life because of that.
Right. And so... And there have been people that I've talked with in my life, like, I don't know, like, anybody specific that mm-hmm. I could, like, name, and I wouldn't want to necessarily,
right.
but, like, where I've talked to them and I'm like, I don't think I can talk to you again because, like not on a regular basis, because you don't help me want to be a better wife and mother and person.
Right, yeah.
And I can't, I don't want to complain about my... kids all day long,
right? Right? Yeah.
And or I don't want to like do this thing all day long, or
I don't
whatever.
Want every conversation I have to be a pity party,
right? And so anyway, yeah. And so then I find, you know, there have been times where I've like found myself, I'm like, okay, I need to like kind of work with this or whatever. When I first started FaceTiming my sister-in-law, she sorry, this is just like in the vein of like talking to people. She was like, we would do like laundry together
uh-huh.
and everything. So like we'd have our cameras set up or whatever, and I'd be doing laundry and she'd be doing laundry, and it was a way to do laundry together.
Right.
And everything. Or sometimes she'll do dishes and I'll do dishes, or I'll start eating lunch. So she's like, oh, I should go get lunch too.
Right.
Kind of thing. And I'm like, oh yeah. Like, right. Like we reminded each other to do things or whatever.
Right.
And so our conversations lately have been a little bit shorter and everything, because
right.
she's doing stuff. Schedules have kind of changed the semester
yeah.
and everything. So it's a little bit different, but it's still kind of like that's kind of where I realized, I was like, oh, these conversations don't have to be unproductive, right?
Right.
It doesn't have to be me sitting on the couch
on a video call with someone that I
right.
really like and know well, doesn't mean I have to be
right
stuck in one place doing this.
Right. Which actually isn't totally true, because my phone would die. Before
yeah.
I got my new phone, it would just die all the time. But now I'm able to just kind of carry my phone around and do things.
Right.
And yeah. So, yeah. And Marco Polo is a great way to do that too. Kind of thing. Carry my phone around while I do stuff or whatever. And that's nice. It's nice to have people keeping company. And this is one of those things where it's like, I love that our phones can bring us closer if we let them to.
Right, yeah.
Like, let them do that.
Has to be a deliberate choice, though.
Right.
It can easily achieve the opposite.
Right.
If we aren't paying attention to what we're doing with them.
Right. So, anyway. Those are my thoughts.
It's a good thing you have lots, because apparently I don't have so many tonight.
I feel like my brain is always full of just lots of thoughts and everything. And I'm like, my brain is constantly like making new connections and new things to learn about and everything and realize.
Yeah. Mine's not so much. It just kind of hangs out most of the time. Very, very kind of just take what's happening and evaluate what's going on in the moment more so than, and evaluate's not the right word because there's not often a lot of like analysis of what's happening. It's just kind of, yeah, this is where we are right now. This is what's going on.
Right.
You look pensive.
I am. I don't think people realize how often I like say things and I'm like, oh man, should I have even said that? Should I even
every
like,
time.
Like we turn off the microphone and I was like, should I have even said that?
Turns off the microphone and immediately, like every time her question is, should I have said this thing?
Should I have done this? And I like immediately, like I always question. I'm like, well, what if like this person hears this and then they take it the wrong way, right? Or whatever. And I've just had to like stop doing that. Because the thing is that there are people who've had the best intentions and have said things the most perfect way, Jesus being the perfect example.
He is a good example.
And he is the good example. He's so good. And literally, like, people still took his stuff the wrong way.
Yep. You can't live your life wondering what other people are going to think of what you say. If you do that about everything, then you can never say anything. And then your point of view is never heard.
Right.
And that's not good either. But then especially on a format like this, like you have to be willing and comfortable sharing your appropriate thoughts without worry that one particular person will hear a generic comment. It's one thing if you like single somebody out, right? But if you're just making generic comments about whatever's, especially in this case where like we just talk about what's been going on in our lives, sure, there's opportunity for people to be offended or to be like, wait, what, you were thinking this, or you were trying to do that? But if that's our focus, or that's what we're worried about when we're making the podcast, I don't feel like we almost can't go about making the podcast because we'll be constantly second guessing everything we say, and then what use is it to anybody? Because you can't say anything worthwhile without saying something that's also going to be controversial to some viewpoints.
Right. But then you can have, like, and that is all true and everything, right? And it's like, you can't let it paralyze you. But then you have the opposite, where it's like, you just don't care at all.
Right. Right, but that's where I feel like specifying, like, it's an appropriate viewpoint.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
Because there are certainly plenty of things you could say that should not be said, especially right. If you just don't care at all.
Right. There has to be, but it's like, to say it well, there has to be a balance, right?
Yeah.
A balance where you genuinely care about people, but you have to also not care if somebody takes it out of context or is misunderstanding you purposefully.
Yeah, you genuinely care. And if somebody addresses it with you, you're genuinely empathetic to that and
right.
want to help them, like, oh, I'm so sorry that that made you feel this way or that you took it that way. That's not, I wasn't trying to say this about you.
Right.
I wasn't saying it to you.
I was saying it in a very general sense,
yeah,
and everything.
And so that's where, right, like the attitude in which you're saying it and everything is an important aspect of this.
Right.
Because you can easily say things if you don't care about people or how people are taking it. You can easily say things that are going to offend pretty much everybody.
Right. Which I do not agree with the mentality that it's like, you just shouldn't be offended by what I say.
Right.
Kind of thing. Which, right, we should not be looking to be offensive. Because
right.
that's basically
yeah.
what that mentality is like,
yeah.
I am going to be offensive and you should just deal with it.
Yeah, I'm going to say things that are rude and you need to just deal with it.
Right. Because that's no longer, but it is a choice. Well, but I also believe that it's a choice to be offended.
Yeah,
right?
I think what we see too much of, especially now, I don't know, I can't speak for what it was like historically, but I feel like it's worse now, is when people get offended like that by something that's said, rather than talking to the person who offended them, they decide to just attack that person.
Right.
Or boycott them or cancel them or whatever, right?
Right. It can't just be that they said this one thing that you disagree with and that you don't like the belief and everything. Instead of like
right.
attacking the belief, you're attacking the person.
Right. Or maybe they did say something rude about you, but they didn't, that either deliberately or not deliberately.
Right.
Right. And rather than addressing it with them and be like, hey, why'd you do that?
Right.
What the crap? The response is to shun that person and talk about them behind their back, almost to the exclusion of the other.
Right.
It seems like it's the general response these days.
Right. Instead of just dealing
instead of trying,
with it.
Instead of trying to address it with the person, they deal with, they not deal with, but they, what's the word I'm looking for?
They.
Rather than fixing it between them and the other person.
And kind of face up to the person.
Yeah. They go behind their back or they start talking bad about that person.
Right. Oh, I understand. So it's like it becomes a gossip thing.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's like, oh, now we're gossiping about this person and what they did wrong, kind of a thing, instead
right.
of just going
they,
to them and fixing the problem.
They take offense and they take that offense and they turn it into more offense.
More offense and probably out of context.
Right.
Offense,
they just
right?
keep bouncing.
It's
then
like,
it starts this perpetual cycle of bouncing these things back and forth until next thing you know, everybody's enemies with each other
and
nobody even remembers why.
Yeah. And we've blown it out of proportion.
Right.
Almost
it's Hatfields
always.
And McCoys over here.
Right. And the thing is that like we, I don't know, it just feels like it should not, if you're offended, if somebody's hurt your feelings or something, then tell them that you've hurt your they've hurt your feelings.
Right. It seems like it shouldn't be that hard.
It
which
shouldn't be.
I know it's uncomfortable,
it's,
right?
It's
I do
very
have a hard time.
Uncomfortable.
I do have a hard time doing that. I also tend to be
okay.
someone that doesn't hold on to these things
my
very much.
My sister-in-law is a great example of this because, and I'll say that like she's a great example of facing up to the person
uh-huh.
that you've been frustrated with.
Right.
Right? Because there was a time when she hung up on me over something. And so then I texted her. I said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say something that was frustrating or whatever. And then we ended up talking about it or whatever. And she just expressed her frustrations. And because I was like, I was not meaning to be frustrated with her, but I knew that she was having a rough time. So I like
right.
reached out and everything, tried to do what I could
mm-hmm.
from the other end of that. And then she called back and she's like, I'm sorry, and I apologize too, and everything. And it was just a whole, it was a whole thing, right?
Right.
But it was very, it was not comfortable
right.
for her to be that person to make that call or whatever, right?
Right.
And it wasn't comfortable for me to reach out either, but like, we both came together, we were both adults, we both did this thing or whatever. And like, also, when they got pregnant with their first and everything, and they were pregnant with a girl and everything, we unexpectedly got pregnant as well.
And very shortly after them.
Right. And we also were having a girl. And
yep.
so it was like, they were having the first girl, but then it just felt like we were kind of stealing their thunder. And I had this thought in my mind, like, I don't want her to feel like we're stealing their thunder, kind of a
right.
thing. Because even though she knows it's not that, I just don't want her to be hurt over this.
Right.
Right. And so anyway, and like, we'd already had two babies and everything, and it was just a whole thing. Anyway, she later told me, she's like, yeah, like, it really hurt my feelings, kind of a thing, that like, it didn't like really hurt my feelings, but I was just like, it was just really hard. And I was so pissed off, kind of a thing, because it was just like,
right.
really, like, really perfect timing for you guys to be having your little girl, kind of a thing.
Right. Yeah.
Which actually, like, but it was hard in the moment. But then, like, now that their oldest and our number three are born and everything, like, literally, they are made for each other.
Yeah, they have so much fun together.
It is so funny to watch them and everything. Anyway.
And it's been fun for you guys, because you get to do things like do little matching things with them. And
right. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can have somebody to do this with.
You'll both, because they're so close in age, you'll happen to find something when you're out doing whatever, shopping or whatever. And
right. And
like,
so it's
oh, I'll
this
just
fun.
Get another one, because we have this family event coming up and they can match. Or
right.
Whatever.
We got to do like tie-dye bows last.
Right.
Last
year.
April. Yeah. When we did our family trip or whatever. And it's just fun. Right. But in the moment, it was really hard.
Yeah.
And so, and there's like other things, right, that have been hard, but like, we try to be open and everything and just be like, hey, yeah, this is hard. Maybe not always in the moment and everything, because sometimes it doesn't always need to be said in the moment.
Yeah, sometimes it's the worst thing you can do to try and address it in the moment.
Right. But saying it later and just being honest, like, yeah, like, I was so frustrated, and then realizing, like, yeah, we're human and we survived that.
Right.
Like, look at us.
Yeah.
We are amazing.
Yeah.
The relationships, if you let them, are very resilient,
mm-hmm.
right? If you let them be, they're very resilient. You just have to be willing to talk to one another.
Right. Well, and you know what? The story of the two girls, right, is a great example of how things can be different if you take the time to talk about the frustration versus just holding it in, right? Because if our sister-in-law had decided to just be frustrated, and how could they have a girl? They've already got the two kids. This was supposed to be our moment, and now they're stealing our thunder.
Right.
And that frustration, and that had built and festered, and we are now all this time later.
Right.
It could be a terrible thing. And rather than having this great relationship between the two daughters,
you'd have like enmity.
Yeah, you'd have this frustration between their moms that makes it like super awkward when they're around each other, because at that point, like, one of the moms doesn't want them to play or whatever, right? Because
right.
she's so frustrated, potentially, right? This is all hypothetical.
Right. No. And but the thing is that she was intent on making it not that way, right?
Right.
And that's the great thing, is that like, my sister-in-law is like, no, like, I'm not gonna let that do it. But she is good about like, I'm going to be angry about this, I'm going to let myself be angry, and then I'm going to get over it,
right,
kind of a thing. She's not going to let it fester, kind of
yeah.
a thing. But you like, she has to let herself be frustrated or whatever. And it's nothing against her. This is just a prime example of like, she's a good example of not letting the frustration rule you, and like
right.
being good about coming back.
Yeah.
Even after you've been frustrated or hurt or something, right?
Right.
And honestly, like, I look up to her for that.
Right.
Right. Because I'm like, oh, wow. Like, if she can do that, I can do it too.
Right.
Right. So yeah, anyway. Yeah, so many things. So many things.
There's always plenty of things once you find the right vein.
Yep. Just like our relationship.
How so?
Sorry, that sentence did not actually apply in what we were saying.
Okay.
But in my brain, it made sense because of what I was thinking.
Got it.
I was like, thinking.
You're
like,
I'm willing to go with you on this, but
okay.
The more I think about it, the less it makes sense, and so I'm just not sure.
No, I'm just saying that, like, our relationship is one of those, right? I used to not tell you when I was frustrated, and that made things worse.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And you used to not tell me when you were frustrated, and that made things worse.
Have I really started telling you when I'm frustrated? Or have you just learned to recognize that I'm frustrated?
So here's the thing.
Because I still don't feel like I'm necessarily very good about telling you.
I don't know that you're good about telling me, but I'm good about recognizing it. And once I've noticed it, you're good about opening up about it.
Right. I have gotten better about that.
Right. Because you used to just say.
Yeah. No, I do think I've gotten better.
Because you used to just say, like, nothing's bothering me.
Right.
Right. And that was not true.
Yeah.
And now we're to the point where I'd be like, what are you frustrated about?
And generally I say, I just don't know.
Yeah. And then you think about it for a little bit because now you've recognized that you're really frustrated about something.
Right.
And then you come back with a better answer.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. But most of the time you do.
Yeah. I guess I just feel like this week is an example of I haven't been able to, like, all week I've been frustrated every time I have to deal with the kids and their antics. Like, when I'm having when the kids are making good choices and having fun, it's great. But as soon as, like, something happens, I go off.
Right.
And it's very quick. And I haven't been able to put a finger on what it is that's the underlying frustration this week that's causing it to be that way. So that's what's forefront in my mind as we talk about this, right?
Right. Which is true. Like, I don't know. I have some ideas, like we were sick all of last week and some of the week before. And so I feel like some of that residual and where one of your love languages is physical touch and we hadn't really been touching at all.
Yeah.
I can potentially see that as you need that physical touch and everything.
Right.
And people might take that out of context. I mean, that nothing more than just like hugging and snuggling.
Right.
And so, like, that is very well something that could be needed
kind of a thing. True.
And so, like, I see it as completely normal coming out of the week and a half, 2 weeks that we've had.
Right.
So, anyway.
You were going to say? It was something about me getting better about opening up.
Oh, that as we've gotten better about opening up, our relationship has gotten better.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And that, like, me being openly frustrated, right, if that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
is better than me being closely,
yeah, I'm trying to think of closedly, a good word.
Closedly frustrated?
Clandestinely frustrated.
Clandestinely. You're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity.
Mm.
La, 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 yeah, you'll be popular.
That's definitely a tangent.
Just not quite as popular as me. Yeah. So as we're open more about our frustration or our annoyances, we are much happier.
Right.
To be around each other.
Right. Well, and it especially helps because in a lot of ways, I am so bad at reading the subtle cues of your frustration.
Right.
I have gotten better, but I'm not particularly observant about a lot of things. And so
you've gotten way better at noticing when I'm frustrated, though.
Thank you. So if it's subtle, it can be very hard for me to recognize. And then I don't know to do anything about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think often we get into trouble because the other person doesn't have any idea that there's a problem.
Right.
And that just starts to compound the problem because now you have someone who's frustrated, who feels like the other person should either be frustrated or recognize that they're frustrated, and they don't. And so then the frustration, now you're frustrated that they either aren't frustrated or don't recognize that you're frustrated. And that's frustrating.
Right.
And you just get more frustrated. And then once you're frustrated like that, then every little thing that happens just builds on that.
Yeah. So many things. So much anger. So much hate.
Soon you're giant and green, shooting lightning bolts out of your fingertips. Come over to the dark side. We have gamma radiation.
That's terrible. I didn't realize that that's who you were meaning, lightning coming out of your... I was like, Hulk doesn't have lightning fingers, babe. And I just didn't even consider that you were putting those two things together. Like, my brain was not there.
Hulk would be like... It's funny because, like, Banner would be like the ultimate Jedi, while Hulk was like the ultimate Sith or something.
Right.
Because all of Hulk's power comes from anger.
Right.
And Banner's like, Banner has to learn to like control all
They're
of those.
They're both Disney.
This is true. That's the crossover we've all been waiting for.
If anybody from, I don't think anybody would ever listen to us, it's Disney.
If anybody has any connections to somebody, they could do something.
Do it. No.
Do it.
Do not
strike
do it.
Us down.
It would be
Give
so...
us the horror that is Darth Hulk.
No.
Your journey to the dark side would be complete.
Yeah, because of how terrible it would be.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Doing like a skit. A skit would be funny.
That would be hilarious.
Right. Comedically, that would be funny. But doing something anything more than that, no.
Oh, yeah. This would be like some short or something. It would just be funny.
Oh, my word. Oh, I was going to say real quick that I love you.
Aw, I love you too.
Also, our podcast is pretty much anywhere you can get podcasts. So
this is true.
It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor. Lots of places. So
awesome.
Check it out if you haven't already.
Yeah. Send it to all your friends.
All your friends.
And review it so other people see it.
Yes.
And have some idea of what the crap this is about.
We would love to have more people listening to our absolutely random conversations.
Yes. I'm sure this is riveting for everybody listening.
Yeah, I don't know that it actually is. I highly doubt. I'm like, who's going to listen to us chat for an
cares?
Hour?
Who cares? We're not doing it for them.
We aren't doing it for them.
We talk like we are, but we're not.
But we're not. It's just great.
This is just an excuse for us to sit together for an hour and shoot the breeze.
Yeah.
But we do it like we're talking to a third party.
Yeah, we do.
Because apparently that's easier for us, I guess, than just sitting here with microphones having a regular conversation.
It makes us
feel... You have to be super aware of the fly on the wall. We're talking to Big Brother. He's the only one listening.
Can you get me some chocolate milk? Mom won't do it for me. Please? Big Brother? Please, will you give me some chocolate milk?
I need to learn how to do a really good, like, Darth Sidious laugh. No, that's so bad. So bad.
Delete that from your minds. No, that is not
that
his.
That was not good either.
That's not his laugh.
I can't even think of what it sounds like now.
I'm
having a really hard time.
I don't think he has a laugh.
Oh, yeah, he does. It's what's in the trailer. Or not the... Yeah, it's what was in the trailer for...
yeah.
What is it? Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah, Rise of Skywalker.
I had to remember the name of the last one.
Because she disowns her family.
With good reason.
Okay, so basically they sold her into captivity?
I don't remember. I just remember the Empire's hunting her parents down, and they're trying to get her away from them because
she's a descendant of Sidious. Yeah,
because she's a descendant of Sidious, and they don't want
spoilers Sidious if you haven't.
Yeah, listen to like Star 3 years old, but
yeah. Also,
it might actually be that old.
When, let's see, we went and saw it. Nope, we didn't. I was going to say, we went and saw it as a family with your family.
I think it came out in 2019.
I think you're right. I think it came out right before number two was born.
That would have been more likely 2018, like end of 2018.
Then. Okay, now we have to look it up.
Please hold while we look up the release date for Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. We now return to our regularly scheduled program with the information we put on hold. The release date was December of 2019.
Yeah. So it was right before the pandemic. So I was right that it was 2019.
It's not quite 3 years ago, though. Won't be 3 years till the end of this year.
Yeah.
Because it was basically 2020.
But we're almost there.
Only a year to go.
It's basically already 3 years.
Basically. Like,
it's 2022.
If you round, like, Java rounds integers.
Were you struggling with that earlier today while you were coding?
No.
Rounding?
No, that's part of what the lesson that I'm trying to get it to do is about. But no, the problem I'm having is errors in how it stores values.
Right.
So it's not... For whatever reason, I should be getting like 3 billion as the answer, and I'm getting 2,999,999,000 some random junk, which is not close enough for the computer to give me the 2 points. So, but I don't know. I can't figure out why it's mad at it. So,
right. I was going to say, I had an interesting thing happen the other day. This will be my last point and everything. But I have not struggled this year to call it 2022.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I have other years.
Right.
And I don't know
if it's... I did almost write 2021 on something earlier today.
Okay. I just feel like I have... I don't know. I just haven't struggled with it as much.
Yeah. It definitely has not been as hard of a year, it feels like, to remember.
Yeah. Maybe it's because we were on reels so much.
And I don't know like, about you, but I'm feeling 2022.
There was that, and then there was other people. There was just like, it was just kind of everywhere.
Right.
And everybody's like, I'm ready to be rid of 2021. And I'm like, 2021 wasn't actually that bad of a year.
Everybody's just so caught up on us still being in a pandemic.
I also think everybody's caught up on being... in a bad year, and they're just like, oh, I'm just waiting for
my life's just in a bad year. It'll get better. Next year will be better. It won't be better until you make it better.
Right. And I think that that's the thing is that people
there's
are
very
so
little
focused.
That the year itself can do to your life.
Right. And so I don't know, because everybody was like, 2020 was the worst year. And I was like, actually, 2020 wasn't actually that bad because it helped us in so many ways.
2020 was only the worst year because of the politics. Let's be real.
Right. And then everybody was like,
that's
so mad about
statement.
The so mad about the January 6th insurrection is how we call it.
Yeah, I think that's what they're
and
calling
I'm like,
it.
I don't think anybody was happy about it, but everybody's like, wow, this is a great start to the year. And then they let that define their whole year.
Yeah, I think that wasn't the only thing that they decided
well,
to let
no,
define
but I'm
their
just,
whole year, but yeah.
I'm just saying like, it's that whole cliche. If you focus on the negative, you're going to see the negative.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so, and I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Tremendously.
It's definitely a thing.
And I think that...
We're focused on the positive over here.
Whatever.
Well, I am. I don't know about you.
Well,
some people and their negative energy. Love you, babe.
I am definitely the more realistic of us two. That is for sure.
Which is funny because I would have, like, before we got married, I would have called myself a realist.
Right.
Not, like, I didn't feel like I was particularly pessimistic, but I also didn't feel like I was overly optimistic.
Right.
And maybe I am still realistic. I'm just more on the like upper positive
You're
realistic.
You're pessimistic in like a cheery disposition kind of way.
I'm a pessimist with a cheery disposition.
Yeah, like, which is weird. But like, you're not like, oh, we can't do this kind of, like, you're not like, oh man, we just can't do this because like life sucks. You're like, yeah, you're right, you can't do that.
You're right, you're gonna fail.
Yeah. And I don't know, I don't know if
makes
that makes
me sound
sense.
Like a terrible person to be around.
No, well.
Who would want to be around somebody that, ouch,
sometimes,
that head nod, no. Straight to the soul.
Let me explain. There are sometimes.
No, we're turning the podcast off now. It's over.
You know this part about intentionally taking things the wrong way that we were just talking about a little bit ago?
Who? Me? I would never take something the wrong way. I can't believe you would say that about me.
Yeah, kick you in the crotch.
That would hurt a lot. We're in close quarters.
Anyway, I would never do that to you unless you were also kicking me in the crotch, so.
I would probably deserve it at that point. And you have my full permission as, in my current state, being in sound mind and body, I give you permission to kick me in the crotch if I am kicking you in the crotch, because I do not believe I am any longer of sound mind and body.
If you do
that state,
you'll be like really old man. You'll be like trying to kick me, like,
get my leg up. We should take it posture seriously when I was a young man.
Yeah, man, dude, you do need to sit up. What was I saying?
Something about my cheery disposition and how I'm not actually a terrible person to be around.
You're not actually a terrible person to be around.
You were about to try and save this whole thing.
No, I was saying.
But I just keep digging a deeper hole.
I was saying.
It's what I do. I dig just, and I dig.
Just shut up. I can't think.
You can't make me.
It's kind of like, okay, we were playing a card game on Sunday.
Oh.
And Nathaniel kept telling people how they could move their cards, like how they could use their people.
Because this table
everything.
Full of adults clearly don't know how to play this game.
And everybody's like, shut
my
up.
My mom, my brother, you, like, clearly none of you know how to play this game.
Right.
I'm the only one here that knows how to play this game.
Right. And
obviously.
So you were a little bit.
I hope I put the sarcasm in there strong enough.
Yes, very strong. Everybody was like, Nathaniel, shut up. All of us know how to play this game. Stop telling us how to do it. And every time you were like wanting to tell people like, well, you could do this and you could do this or whatever, like just trying to help
and
them.
And my dad. My dad was also playing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your dad. I thought you had just left him out because you weren't really telling him what to do. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that.
I
thought I was telling everybody.
I feel like you weren't telling
Did
your
I
dad.
Did I tell my dad what to do?
You specifically told Lee Did and I? Mom.
Yeah, I don't know that I was just telling you so much either. Why? What? What is this?
I think it might be because they were so close to your turn.
I don't understand.
And so
I'm just
like,
it's my turn. It's my turn. Yes. It needs to be my turn.
And which might have been part of it, right? But I don't remember you specifically telling him a lot of things.
Weird.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to like delve into the mentality of all that.
Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Anyway, so it was just really annoying listening to you or whatever, right? But you're not like being mean about it, but you're also kind of being like, a little bit of like,
in my mind, I just was really trying to be helpful. Like, yeah. That's all I was trying to
and
do.
And we're just like, shut up.
But it came across, I guess, very condescending.
Yeah.
Like,
and
you guys just don't know what you're doing. I need to help you. Okay.
And here's
it's
the
okay.
thing.
Just let me help you.
Yeah.
It'll be better.
And
it'll
so
be okay.
I think that you should shut up so I can finish my thought.
Oh, is this just like Sunday?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Oh, dear.
I am so over this. Anyway, so the point being that I don't think you're a pessimist. I think sometimes you just say things in a way that, like, can make people feel bad about themselves. And you don't always...
That's better.
And you don't always know that you're, like, doing that. Like, not even necessarily make them feel bad, but you're, like, almost makes it sound like you're questioning their ability to do stuff.
You're not helping me feel like I'm a pleasant person to be around.
I'm not saying that you're about to. I thought you're about to like
build me up and tell me it's not that bad, honey. You're okay.
No, I don't.
No, no. I should have kept digging. It was only going to get worse from there. That way, at least I'd have a pleasant hole to curl up and die in.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm saying when you are like this, like not that you're a pessimist, you're not a pessimist. This is the thing that you do. Like this is your character flaw. I'm the pessimist and you're just really good at telling people what to do and making them question their sanity.
Because I'm the oldest.
And I do think that that's actually a big part of it. Anyway, yeah, which is, I think, why you don't get along with number one as well, because number one is very much like, well, also...
No, shut up, Dad. I know what I'm doing, and I'm doing it my way. You can't tell me how to do it.
Oh, my goodness. And, like, number two will have the Rubik's Cube, and he freaks out. Number one freaks out that number two is doing it wrong. He's like, no,
number one doesn't know how to do it either, but number two is doing it wrong.
Yes. Well, and the thing is that number one, like, he might not know how to do it, but he knows that how... he's trying to do it is the right way, and he knows that the way that number two is doing it is not the right way.
Well, because what number one's trying to do is he takes the solved Rubik's Cube, so all the sides are right, and he'll like twist one or two edges so that they're not quite right, and then he'll put it back together.
Wow, because
he knows that it's supposed to be one color on each side, but he's not old enough to understand how to do the whole thing for sure.
Right.
And not quite old enough to know how to do like a pattern with it and get it back either.
Right. And so like, it's just one of those things where it's like, he has a hard time watching people doing things what he perceives as the wrong way. Right. Just like you were doing kind of on Sunday where.
What? No.
Where it's like, oh, like, you can do it this way or whatever. And
you can do it that way, but it's wrong.
But it's wrong. You're just such a butthead. Anyway, I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
Oh, don't worry. I didn't take any of it personally.
Okay. It's just interesting to me. It's just very interesting. That's all it is.
Right.
It's all very interesting to kind of view and see kind of the perspectives of our minds and how they work, and that like you're not the pessimist, I'm the pessimist. But oh, bringing it back full circle though, but that like as we have surrounded ourselves with better people, we've become less of the bad things about ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Because as we have found better friends, as we've been married longer, as we have become better parents, as we've sought out better advice, as we've gone to our bishop, as we've gone to our parents, as we've sought to be better in our relationships towards people who, like, maybe we didn't have the best relationship with before, everything has gotten better.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So to bring it full circle and everything. So anyway.
Well, we gotta go.
We gotta go, ho, ho. It's gonna, don't do it.
Bad. Very bad.
No, don't do it that way.
It's gone. Problem solved. In the worst way possible. Night, everybody.
No, I was gonna sing a song about going, and there was gonna be go, ho, ho, and then it was gonna be like a choo, choo, choo. Train.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no.
No. I was watching a YouTube video earlier today where somebody was like, Bruyah.
Bruyah.
We don't talk about Bruyah, yeah, yeah. Instead of Bruno, no, no. Anyway.
All right, sing your song.
I can't anymore.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Can we have a bit of a smoother outro than this? Now it can end. Goodbye. Okay, but for real, this time, okay? We love you all. Sleep well.
Don't. If you're driving, don't sleep.
when you go to sleep, sleep well, don't get drunk, watch your ducks, and goodbye.
Bye.